Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, my gorgeous little villains or seductors, whatever you were for Halloween. How was your Halloween, Jazz?
My Halloween was so good, but now it's November 2nd, so all I can think about is Christmas. But my Halloween was great. What did you do?
I never think about Halloween, even on Halloween.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't like it.
Yeah.
The dressing up for me is like torture. Is seductor a word?
Seductor? I feel like it is. Because what would it be like? Seductee? Yeah.
Seductress? No. I don't know.
Seductress. It's probably that. It's probably that. You looked awesome.
No, I didn't. What? Yes. Logan comes over because Schroeder told me that she's having a Halloween party.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I remember, like, yes, you're having a Halloween party. But I just assumed, like, Hartford would be in bed.
Yeah.
No kids. I'm going to bring my ass out because she deserves a moment.
I know. You said to me, you're like sexy adult Halloween party at
Yeah,
Stassi's.
No, there were definitely children there. And Jeremiah, one of our producers, was there and he had his kids. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
Wait, because your ass was out?
Yes. And he was like, Lala, I've known you for a really long time. I would never expect you to show up anywhere. With your ass covered. So
I thought it looked amazing. You were the Joker? Is that what it was?
No.
Or you were a referee? Oh, you were Beetlejuice. You can.
I can't. People were like, are you supposed to be a sexy inmate? I was like, no. So I was supposed to be Beetlejuice, but because I don't like Halloween, didn't try it on.
Yeah.
It comes with a wig, a green wig. I put it on and was like, a nerd. Hell no. Will you catch me in these streets with this wig on? So Logan was over. I put it on and we were both like, nerd.
Absolutely not.
I take it off. I was like, fuck this. I'm wearing street clothes.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, just wear the costume with your hair normal. I was like, I haven't washed my hair in like 6 days. So he was like, put it up. And I was like, thank God we got the ear pinned back for moments like this where
exactly.
You just got it.
You know, that's my favorite hairstyle. When you do the top bun with the bangs.
Yeah.
It's like Pam Anderson. I don't know. It's something. It gives something that I love.
It was giving whatever. Here I am. I don't care. Like the last time I dressed up for Halloween, I was 21 years old. Yeah. I wore a blue like M&M costume.
Stop. One of those big round ones?
Yes.
Not a sexy one.
No. And it was from when I was a little kid. It just happened to fit still. A little shorter.
Yes.
I think my ass may have been out then, too.
Okay. So it was somewhat sexy.
But you know the foot coverings? Like the big... I wore those and the hand gloves.
That's funny.
It was awesome. And I haven't dressed up since then until this year. And this was a reminder that I'm never doing it again.
Yeah.
Until Ocean expresses interest in her mom dressing up for Halloween. When Ocean, like... If Ocean loves Halloween and she wants me to dress up, then I totally will do it. But until then, like I said, ner.
Well, I know today we're recording this on Halloween, but are you going to take her trick-or-treating? Or do you think, I mean, she doesn't really eat candy, so don't you?
Well, if she's with her Gigi, she consumes a lot of sugar. I was like, fucking stop it, Mom. What are you doing?
But
the corner of my eye, like slipping her cotton candy, I'm like, enough. Enough of it already.
That's what grandparents are for.
I know, but my mom lives with me.
Yeah.
So it's an every, like, yeah, not every day because I would lose my mind, but it's right, like an often thing where she's like, she just wants a bite. I'm like, I know, but she's so young that she's not going to like spinach anymore because she's going to want the cotton candy instead.
Right. Like, why am I going to eat this green stuff when there cotton candy exists?
When I know there's cookies in the cabinet, why the fuck would I eat this? You know?
Right. So you're not going to take her trick-or-treating?
I said, you know, again. I hate that. Oh. I got to stop. No, I don't think we'll do trick-or-treating. I think we'll just go over to Stassi's house and chill. I've nice, heard that when they're like two and a half is when trick-or-treating is fun. Like right now.
Yeah.
She just wants to hang out with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do.
Cute.
Yeah. By the way, this weekend, great. Ass was out. Totally fine. Bailed on the wig. Whatever. I don't care.
Bailed on the wig.
How
whatever,
was the weird whatever it's called?
Weird emo concert?
Yeah.
I got DMs being like, what did Lala say about this when you told her you were going? I was like, she said, I have no idea any of those bands besides like Avril Lavigne, who didn't show, by the way.
No.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was planned and she was only planning the first weekend. But I went to We Were Young Fest in Vegas. It was everything. I was expecting, I have to be honest, I wasn't expecting a lot. I was like, there's too many people. It's going to be unorganized.
Well, that scared me for you.
Yeah, I was like, this is the first year they're doing it. They're probably going to run out of merch, run out of food, run out of drinks. They had it all and it was like shockingly organized.
Why? Because no one wanted to go.
Literally packed. It was packed. There were a couple times where I was standing in the crowd because Kyle likes hard, more like hardcore stuff, and people who actually love hardcore are gonna
like screaming.
Yeah, they're gonna be hearing me and be like, that is not a hardcore band. But to me, like Knocked Loose and Glassjaw, they're like screaming a lot, and then a pit forms. Yeah, and people are like smashing into each other. And a couple times I told Kyle, because we were up front, and I was like, we gotta go in the back.
Yeah, well, I saw your story this morning.
Yeah.
And with like the lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's like horrifying for me.
It would have been your nightmare, to be honest.
It looked like my nightmare. It looked like my nightmare.
But yeah, I mean, overall, obviously.
You were safe.
Yeah, overall, we were safe. And it was very organized. And everyone had a great time. And it was a lot of fun. And I got to see Paramore and My Chemical Romance. And I was living for it.
I know one. I know one what's that song?
One Paramore song?
Yeah. I chimed in with the haven't you people that's ever heard of. I love that Paramore song. Wait. No, that's Panic at the Disco. What's
keep
the
it
song
in
that everyone what's the song that everyone knows of Paramore?
I love that song. I chimed in. That's a great Paramore song.
No, I know that's Panic at the Disco. What's the Paramore song that everyone knows?
The one that everyone knows, I guess, is probably like Misery Business.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. I remember now. So there's that. Also, did you see Kyle Richards Lady Gun shoot?
Wait, no?
What? Have you heard of Lady Gun before?
No, I have no idea what this
is. Lady Gun is a magazine. I did a shoot for them. Like, I want to say I don't even think I had been on Vanderpump Rules or like my season hadn't aired yet. So okay. This shows how long ago it was. And I wanted to like post my Lady Gun photos because okay. I was like, I look so fucking snatched.
Did you know?
No, because then I was like, this is attention seeking.
Okay.
Like, in honor of Kyle Richards' Lady Gun shoot, here's mine.
Do you have them? Because 100% we should post on the podcast.
Yes, and I have like a little baby face. It was before my like injections. It was before I
you had the round baby face that
round
we all
baby
had.
Face.
And you were drinking, so
I
that
was
probably
still
helped.
Drinking. I don't think I had fully submersed myself into alcoholism okay. at that point in time. Okay. Okay. But we were well on our way. Is that a word? Submerse?
I don't know. I'm
immersed.
Immersed and submerged. Is immersed a word? Immersed. Yeah. Did her Lady Gun.
She looked snatched.
Did she?
She looked freaking hot. Yeah.
Immersed is dip or submerge in a liquid.
Submerge. Isn't that what I said?
Submerge. I think you said submersed. So you.
Wow. I didn't go to college.
Okay. I did. And I still don't know these words. Submerge is cause to be underwater. Completely cover or obscure. So submerge it is. Kyle Richards, Lady Gun.
Yeah.
So then if you're listening to this, which you obviously are, you would not be hearing me right now, but we will post those photos.
They're really cute. They're
on
super
the podcast.
Cute and sexy and yeah. just like
I love it.
23, 24,
yes.
just freaking Snatch AF. Maybe I was a little older than that. I can't remember. Anyway, I had a date night with Katie over the weekend on Friday because my mom went back to Utah for Halloween to see her two other grandbabies.
Okay, fun.
And Katie and I went to this spot in the valley and everyone was on a date and had a partner. Okay, okay. So we were looking at each other like, well, this is fun. I was like, I love being on a date with you, Katie. And then we started talking about like dudes and our type of guys. And, you know, when we're talking to new dudes, we like will send each other like their Instagram handles.
Yeah, you have to.
And I told her, I just don't think my type of guy, like this is what I'm looking for. And this is just my type. Because she's like, I want to take you to Silver Lake. And I was like, my type of guy don't exist in Silver Lake.
That's true. I think Katie's type, what I know of Katie, exists, her type exists in Silver Lake.
Yes. So yeah. You want to know what her comeback was? We need to reevaluate your type of guy.
Oh, okay. What'd you think about that?
Stupid. Like, I thought it was the worst idea. It's stupid. In a way, probably, yes. I love a dude who's emotionally unavailable.
Okay. Yes.
I love a guy who ghosts me.
Plenty of those in Silver Lake. I can tell you that much.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Love a guy who's like not really around that much. But then I'm telling her, this is what I want.
When
but
you then, say this is what I want, do you say those things? Or are you saying this is what I want? Someone emotionally available, all the things that you're not actually looking
all
for.
Of the things that I say I want, I go for dudes who are the opposite of that.
Okay, so what do you want?
I would like a guy who's very simple. I want consistency and I want transparency. I'm easy, all right? I've realized that I wasn't easy in my last relationship because I was unhappy. So I was on 10 all the time. Mm-hmm. In a real normal relationship where I'm not triggered by someone, by my person just breathing, I'm fucking easy. Mm-hmm. Keep it real. Be consistent. And by the way, there are dudes that I'm talking to right now where the groundwork was laid of being inconsistent. So I know what I'm in for, right?
Right.
We can go 3 days, 5 days, 30 days without speaking. And maybe it's because those dudes I started talking to at like the very beginning of my I'm fresh out of the torture chamber.
Right.
So it was like, I don't need to talk to every day. But I understand the assignment with that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Here's my question. Do you think you're going for emotionally unavailable subconsciously or no? Like, because you know subconsciously that you're like not ready to be in a relationship. So you might, because if you had a guy who is transparent and consistent, to me, you might get in a relationship within the next few months. But is that not true? Because that's just me going off of how I would act.
So, yeah. You know? No, I think you're right. Mm. And Chris Medina told me, he said, you have so much healing to still do that the chances of you opening yourself up to a relationship right now, there's a very high chance that you could welcome in toxicity because you've been dealing with it for so long that it feels familiar and your brain starts firing when toxicity comes into play because it's familiar to you.
Right.
So that part really freaks me out. And I think even though I know that I want to be in a relationship and I want to find my person, I just think timing is everything and I just don't think it's the right time.
Not the right time. Yeah.
I have too much that needs to get done before I can open myself up to someone. And again, we spoke about this last week. Time has done a lot of my healing, but there's going to be a moment where I need to start talking to someone to really unpack things. Mm-hmm. So that when I go out and I'm ready to date someone and let someone into my world, I'm a healthy human being.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to meet someone and be my mind firing every time. It's like it gets a little bit inconsistent where it's like this is where I thrive because this is familiar. That's like not what I want.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And just in my personal opinion, just because I talk to girlfriends who I hear this all the time, who are single, and you'll hear a lot of people be like, well, that's not how men are these days. You just have to be okay with like inconsistency. But to me, I'm like, absolutely not. That's not of like, That's not, I was just talking to a girl, a single girlfriend back at home about this. And she was like, that's just how guys are. And I just have to be okay with that. Like, if I don't hear from him for, you know, 4 or 5 days, then fine. And I'm like, in my opinion, I'm like, no, you don't have to settle for that. Sure, maybe that's how a lot of younger men are, like 20s, 30s, even 40s these days. But there are also lots of men out there who are not like that.
Well, that's like saying you're not going to find a girl who doesn't post ass photos.
Right.
Which I very much do that, but it's okay. But I have a kind heart.
Nice ass and kind heart. What more could you want?
What more could you ask for?
What more?
$0 delivery fees. I bet that made you listen. Yes, I said $0 delivery fees. That's what you get when you Dash Pass by DoorDash. And if you don't know what Dash Pass is, I'm about to change your world. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders, along with members-only deals and discounts. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get food from your favorite restaurants or groceries or whatever else you need delivered right to your front door. Dash Pass basically pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for just $9.99 per month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
So I have 2 game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Are you watching any Real Housewives?
I'm the worst person for this. No, but I keep up with the info from Mr. Bubs.
Okay, so which, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion, the last one, finally aired. What did Mr. Bubs have to say about it?
Well, I haven't talked to him about it yet.
Well, Kathy Hilton made an appearance.
Okay, you tell me what you think, and then I'll talk to Mr. Bubs about it. Because many listeners are like, love when she talks about housewives, and I do not want to take this away from you. From them.
So, I love Lisa Rinna. And I feel like she's definitely trigger happy when it comes to her Instagram and things like that. And there's so many people that, again, it goes back to, like, why are you tuning in? Like, if Lisa Rinna tones it down, why are you tuning in? What's she going to watch?
Right. Where's the drama?
Where's the feisty? Yeah. You may not dig her, but you at least need to say thank you for making something happen this season.
Right.
You always have to have someone who is not afraid to talk. And everyone wants to say that she ran people off the show. No, 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 no.
I did see that. I saw a lot of memes that were like, look at all the amazing people she's run off the show.
The victims.
Yes.
Okay. Careful with that fucking word, all right? Careful. Come on.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what they signed up for when they start doing reality TV. Your skeletons could be brought out. You have to be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Whether, and by the way, Kathy Hilton, love her. Mm-hmm. She adds like a lightness to the show, right? That's yes. really funny. Like Hunky Dory talking about it was the toe that broke the camel's back.
I did see that.
What the fuck are you talking about? This is awesome.
That broke the camel's back.
We're confusing camel toe with straws breaking camel's backs. But who am I the fuck to judge you? Because I don't know the difference between submerge and immerse. Just combine them all. I liked it.
Yeah.
But again, there's a lot of things that happen in Hollywood that people know, and it gets tricky. Mm-hmm. It gets tricky because it's like, what's real, what's not real? And it's hard because Erica Jane wants to step in for her friend, Lisa Rinna.
Right.
But people are like, she doesn't have any credibility.
Not, yeah. And do you think, I do have a couple. Number one, is Kathy coming back next season? Do we know that? Do you think she will?
She said she wasn't.
No. Did she say that on the reunion?
I just saw something on Instagram that said she's not coming back.
Okay. And number two, do you think Kathy, like you just said, you know what you sign up for when you get on a reality TV show. Do you think Kathy knew, or do you think maybe she thought, oh, this will be a fun...
I think some people think they're above things.
Okay.
This could never happen to me.
Right.
Look at all the... Look at what I have. I can shut it all down.
Right.
And we've seen even the most powerful fall.
Yeah.
The richest and the most powerful fall. Like, mm-hmm. So that way of thinking, you shouldn't do reality TV. If you think you're untouchable, don't do reality TV. Because the second you sign that contract, it doesn't matter. Like,
right.
They'll expose it all. What I will say, though, is when you have a tough season, if you're a reality TV personality, don't let it drive you out. Because next year, something else will happen. Someone else is going to be the villain. Someone else is going to have a storyline. It won't carry on to the next season because you got to end it because right. It's not interesting anymore. Just like if Lucy Apple Juicy continued on to the next season, we'd all be like, got it. We don't give a fuck at this point who was in the right or wrong. Bring me something new and fresh.
Yeah.
And I learned that when I left season 5, when I ran away and I was like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. Now you got a bad season, quiet the noise, stay off the phone, don't look at the comments. If you don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Go back, take the opportunity, have fun, and realize like this time will come to an end at some point. Whether you leave or not, nothing lasts forever. Mm-hmm. So take it by the balls and fucking enjoy it.
That's really good advice. You should write a book on that. Like, so you want to be on reality TV? ? By Lala Kent. Seriously, because think of all the reality TV. That's a great, because my thought would be, if you're a villain one season on reality TV, that kind of sticks with you.
No.
But you're saying you kind of go up and down, in and out. It's like.
You do.
Yeah.
Just like Lisa Vanderpump always told me. It's things go away. No one remembers. And then you rewatch OG episodes of people freaking out. Like when I had season 7 happened, where I was calling Raquel a Bambi-eyed bitch and all of these things. People were coming for me.
Yeah.
Calling me pretty horrific things. Mm-hmm. Now when I post that shit, people are like, this was iconic!
Iconic! I know.
Yes, your shit will turn to iconic. So you just, it's an art.
Yeah. Not things everyone, like, no. I could never, I would be the most boring reality TV person. But there are also reality TV stars that I'm like, how... I don't get I don't understand the formula yet, because I look at someone like you and I'm like, done. If I were a producer, I'd cast her on any reality TV show. But there are other people I watch that I'm like, huh, people love them. I don't get why.
Yeah.
There's something about them that like people just love and I don't necessarily understand it.
Right.
So I don't know. It's interesting. You have to have it.
Garcelle is the perfect example.
Yeah.
She's always the voice of reason. She has these little one-liners that are like, okay, you just smoked this bitch.
Right.
With one, and it wasn't even that mean, but you like literally put her 6 feet deep.
Well, yeah.
Not literally, but you know what I mean.
Garcelle, Mr. Bubbs did tell me Garcelle's, he goes, oh, she's a fan favorite this season.
She's a fan favorite. She always will be, because she is level-headed. She has that face that she makes when that is her look will just like, when she's done, your shows on her face, and that's all we need to see.
Yeah, she's powerful. When I see her on the show, or see her photos, or see her anywhere in like paparazzi videos,
I like get like a, oh, I get taken aback. I'm like,
she commands a room when she walks in.
That's, she commands a room. That's yes. exactly what it is.
Oh, I wanted to talk about this real quick because mm-hmm. we were doing opening titles mm-hmm. and I did it with Katie and Ariana. And I just got really excited about the show coming out. I'm like, I feel, because again, I'm a huge reality TV fan.
Right.
So even though I'm a part of it and it gets intense, it's mm-hmm. like, I know that when someone has a fucking meltdown or whatever, I'm like, yes, can't wait to see it. Because I love it so much. And I yes. and I know, like, even when I watch, for example, Dorinda Medley and her clipped. And I know that feeling when you're in scene and you're like, because that's just who we are. That's why right. we're on a show.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't fuck with you, bitch.
Yeah.
But like, I can't wait to see that shit. On
yes.
TV,
no, know? That's exciting. And we haven't talked since the opening titles. How did it go? I know you can't talk about a ton, but obviously for anyone who doesn't know, opening titles are the opening titles. They're the iconic.
Iconic. It's completely different than what people are used to.
Okay, you looked incredible and you posted a photo. It was fucking amazing.
Well, thank God Katie took photos and yeah. then I asked her because she was like, I'm gonna post. And I was like, I have no content ever because right. these bitches get to it before I do. And it's always on their phone. And I look and I'm like, damn, I look good. Send them to me. And it's for them to post. So I said, yeah. can you just include me?
Yes. Yeah, because they do the collab thing. Yeah.
Can you just collab me? So she did. But Katie and I, by the way, Ariana and Katie looked unbelievable.
Everyone
I told
did.
Katie, the next date you go on, like, this got to be the look.
Yes.
And she was like, really, with the red lip? I said, no, forget the fucking red lip. Mm. That eye, neutral lip. Get the tits up. You're going to have a husband. You look like this. You're going to have a fucking husband.
Yeah.
Which she always looks stunning. But this was like a vibe. Ariana's makeup. I told her, this is the look. Mm-hmm. That you, like, this would be my go-to.
And the colors all looked incredible next
Amazing.
To each other.
So we start talking as mm-hmm. we're waiting to start. And I was like, I just can't wait for this season. Like, yeah. Katie and I are planning watch parties. And like, this is the drill. And Ariana was like, I can definitely wait. And I said, what? Why? And she was talking about how affected she gets when the show starts airing. And that's where the fine line comes in, because I told her, stop looking at shit people say to you. And she said, I can. It's like I seek it out. I try to find like mean comments. And I'm like, why would anyone want to do that to themselves? Because
that's interesting.
I get a lot of love in the DMs. Mm-hmm. Like, it is few and far between that I'm getting people ripping me a new one.
Mm.
I'm sure Ariana's look the same, because for the most part, people are normal. There's not just a bunch of psychos in the world writing you hate mail. All right.
With no time on their hands. Trolls. No. Yes. Yeah.
So she's one that gets very affected when the season starts airing. Will I have a good season? What will people say? How will they say I look? And I'm looking at her going, like, you're one of the most beautiful people that I've ever seen.
Yes.
Your body is, like, if I had that body with that ass, oh, forget it. Spandex every fucking day.
Done.
Leather bustiers. Like, I'd be throwing it, bitch.
Right.
Yeah, and she's just struggling.
And it's so, it's so sad, because she's obviously, she came on tour and we had dinner together. So I got to know her a little over dinner. And I'm like, you're just the chillest bitch I've ever met.
Oh, she's so fucking
so
chill.
Kind,
so cool.
But. And then there's these losers that hate themselves at home.
So, right.
And then they decide. But it's like, I wish I could just convince everyone that, like, literally the negative comments are actual losers who hate themselves.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make others feel they have no time on their hands. I feel so sad for any of their dogs or kids. And I'm just going to say that, because so many of them, I click on their profile and it's either a little kid yep. in their photo
yep.
or a fucking dog. And I'm like, I feel so bad for your dog and your kids to have to live with someone like you.
No, I know. I feel the same way.
And that makes me so sad. And they've got to affect her, but she won't not look at them. And some people just have to see it.
Some people have to see it. And ugh. I hate that for her. But I kept telling her, like, I just feel like it's important. This is one thing that I think I would change about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can build you up to where you think you, to where you know, mm. like, you're the baddest thing walking this earth, right? Mm-hmm. I build a bitch up.
Right.
When someone doesn't act right and they come for me, I won't make you feel good.
But I'm just curious, what would you rather? You would rather just be able to turn around and walk away?
I'd rather be a garcelle.
Oh, okay.
I'd rather be a garcelle.
You above it.
above it, okay, and say how you make me feel and that I'm disengaging like a Meredith Marks. And instead I decide to just fucking tornado your ass to the ground. But I'm hoping that that will change with age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to, though, also, it is just interesting to watch. Granted, I get what you're saying, though, because Garcelle can do it where she's like, I'm disengaging. And it's still like I feel empowered when I watch
100%.
That. 100%. So I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But there was this woman who slid in my DM over the weekend.
All you hate, a lot of you hating people are women. And I'm just like, get your shit together.
She's old. Like, she's got to be pushing 80, right?
Okay.
And she looked, her profile picture looked like a sweet old lady.
Oh.
So I decided to open it. She goes off on me. Because, you know, I'm a poster. Bring the motherfucking dogs out.
Yeah.
So she blah, blah, blah. I won't even read the first part.
Mm-hmm.
Men look at that, like what I'm posting. And they don't want what they see. Get me? I'm an old retired executive. See, even Lily, makes some noise. Bring the fucking dogs out, Will. Get me? I'm an old retired executive that weeded my way to the best man out there. Every man whined and dined me. Men see that crazy disrespectful behavior makes you look ugly AF. FRFR. I assume that means for real, for real.
Oh.
She said, I was you. So I told her, I said, yo, Pam, you think I'm worried about what a man sees and thinks? What an old school and sad mentality. You coaching me on how to stay silent to bag a man? We would not get along. You live for the approval of others. I live for me. I hope one day you can have what I have. It's a shame you don't already at your age.
Yes.
She responds. Oh, yes, no. Love her response. Bring the dogs out, bitch.
Yes, love her response.
She responds, listen here, Lauren. Oh. Again, Lauren ain't an insult. No. You guys think it's an insult. It's not. I'm aware of my name, but some of you call me Lauren, and that is not my name.
Yeah.
My name is Lauren.
From fucking Utah. I thought that was like a compliment, like, because you said it at your beauty party when I first, you're like, I'm Lauren from Utah. And I was like, yes, people use that as an insult.
All the time.
Oh,
people
God.
Think it's an insult, and it's like, it's not.
Yawn.
And if you think that I just like one day was like, I'm gonna be fucking La La.
Yeah.
No, nickname from my friends, actually, when I was a little kid. Yeah. Anyway, moving on, stupid board. I have been married for 21 years. I drive a Benz, live in waterfront at the Jersey Shore. My hubs works for the state, and I'm retired. You're reaching for what I have already, little Lauren. Remember that.
I'm so grossed out.
Yes, because I know. First of all, let me know when you're driving a Rolls Royce and living in fucking Beverly Hills, bitch.
Right.
First of all, okay, proud of you. Very proud. You drive a Benz, you're retired, you live on Jersey Shore. Like, that sounds awesome.
I'm not proud of you.
So I wrote her back and said, again, everything you mentioned are things.
Mm-hmm.
You find self-worth in the wrong places. You have nothing I want.
That's-
she writes a response back. It's all fucking stupid what she says. I'm proud of you for your Benz and your Jersey Shore waterfront property.
That's Lala being kind. I don't give a fuck about any of your shit. Like, you say I've been married for 20 years. There have been women and men married for 50 years who have never been more miserable in their marriages.
Right.
That, like, anything and everything. There are people with the Rolls Royces, with the mansions, with the husbands of 50 years who are fucking miserable. And that's exactly what I feel from her.
Well,
miserable, or she wouldn't be messaging you. Pam, right. If your life is so great, what are you doing DMing Lala about a photo she posted
who
or whatever the
fuck?
You
watch on TV. That's the only reason you know me.
Yeah.
You're fucking welcome. I'm on your TV at your beachfront property in Jersey Shore.
I'm sorry.
All right?
I'm embarrassed for you,
no,
Pam.
I was embarrassed for her too, because I'm like, you're talking about things, which, by the way, I had a lot of things.
Yeah.
I still have a lot of things.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm no happier now. Actually, I'm a lot happier now than I was when I was sitting at my parents' house in Utah saying, I have big dreams and I'll be happy when I accomplish them. Guess what? I've accomplished them, and I have had more turmoil in my life than I've ever had, ever.
Right.
And I could go out and buy, you know, go get a new car. I could go buy a Benz, Pam.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah. That's exactly. You sit here and you could go do those things, but you choose to do
other things with your time. It's like your love language is quality time. I guarantee if someone were to sit you down and say, Lala, did you feel like, oh, I'm living big when, or I did it when you got your first Birkin? Maybe, but it's not like to this day you're hanging on to that feeling. If I could just get another Birkin, I would have really made it. Like, no. You have the Birkins, and I'm sure it means more to you, you going to a pumpkin patch with the ocean. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah, I was like, show me something. I learned this in AA.
Yeah.
Surround yourself with people who have what you want. Mm-hmm. And that goes well beyond just sobriety. Like when I'm sitting in a room, so I went to an AA meeting on Friday, and I got my birthday cake because on my actual fourth birthday... I had Ocean and I wanted to spend time with her. I wanted to go and play at Universal.
Yeah.
So I went to my AA meeting and got my cake and my sponsor brought me my 4-year chip.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So exciting. Yeah.
And the speaker had been sober for 35 years.
Wow.
And she said, surround yourself with people who have what you want. And I was sitting there listening because people would introduce themselves and give their amount of time. And I was like, I kept finding myself saying, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
I want 35 years.
Yeah.
I want this woman talking about how she stayed sober through the pandemic and wanted to like bury herself because she was like, my family's driving me fucking insane.
Feel you, know? You. Yes.
I was like, I want that. I mm-hmm. want to be in a house with my family where I'm like, you're rubbing me the fucking wrong way, but I've been sober for 18 years and you motherfucker are not going to ruin that for me. You know?
Yes. Because yes. That's the shit that matters.
Yes. You talking about yeah. your things. I don't care. Yeah. I've had so many things. All right. I've been on PJs. I've been in 25,000 square foot, like ocean view, Mexican mansions. I have done and had a lot of beautiful things in my life that, no, I may not have paid for. My partner was paying for those things. There's a lot of things that I look around and I'm like, how am I affording to like do what I'm doing right now? It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. I want happiness. I want freedom. I want self-love. I want to make a difference in this world. I want to help someone who's in a toxic environment be like, you know what? I found strength in that woman. I don't care about your Benz yeah. and your 21-year relationship or your fucking waterfront Jersey Shore, whatever.
Yep.
Come Preach. To me with substance, bitch.
A fucking men, and let me tell you, all those people who are living their life to the fullest and who are happy are not negatively sliding in your DMs.
Absolutely
so that's how you
not.
Know. Pam, I'm sorry you're so miserable, and I hope you find happiness because
right?
that is sad. That's
it
so
is
fucking sad. When people, I stopped looking at a lot of my DMs, and I know it's not, I couldn't even imagine what you see just from the couple of negative comments I see. But literally when I get, and I wish, like going back to Ariana, I wish she would feel this way, and I'm sure it's different for everyone. When I get a comment that's like, you're so fucking annoying and an ass kisser and all this shit, what honestly it feels like to me, and I, because I was trying to equate this feeling to something. If you were to look at me, Lala, and be like, I fucking hate your blue hair. You look so fucking ugly with blue hair. It's disgusting. It makes me sick. I would look at you like, oh my God, you're a crazy person. I don't have fucking blue hair. What are you talking about? And I would just feel like a little concerned for you because I'd be like, A, she thinks I have blue fucking hair. Is she okay? And that's literally how I feel when people are like coming at me. I'm like, oh, are you okay? Because that's not me. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't know me. And I hope you go find help and sanity. And that's literally how I feel. So when you say like full circle, people like Ariana get affected, I'm like, you're a bad bitch. And these people are not like right. They need help.
Yeah. Like
they're coming at you saying things and they don't fucking know you.
Right. Like I don't hang out with you because I think what Janice from Wisconsin said about you.
Yes.
Right. I know you. I'm around you a lot.
Yes.
What that person is saying, she doesn't know you.
It's so sad.
I know. I love Ariana. So I hope she gets through that. Another DM that I got.
Oh, God.
And this was like a real DM. What? A girl asking me to mentor her on how to be a sugar baby. And she was like, I mean, no disrespect by this, but none of my friends know, like, are in this type of world. So I was hoping that you could, like, be my mentor.
Did you get the vibe that she thought you were one at one time?
Well, a lot of people do.
Stop.
Yeah. And we speak about that this season.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait, I've never read that anywhere. Why?
By the way, if you're looking to be a sugar baby, and let's just say I was, yeah. I'm the worst person to mentor you. Because like I was like begging for a new sewer that he wouldn't even pay for. I'm like, no, the ceiling is going to fall through full of shit if we don't pay for this. And he was like, can you split it with me? So like I'm the worst person.
What, did you respond or no? Were you just like,
I said, I can't help you because I'm not a sugar baby and never have been. So I'll be no of you. I won't be of any use.
What
to
do you feel about sugar babies? It's like live your life if you want, but be fucking careful because there's some dangerous people out there.
You know, before everything happened, mm-hmm. I used to be, even in my book, I'm like, do you, boo? Mm. And now because of my trauma, I look down upon it pretty heavily just because, you know, when you're in a, when you think you're in a happy space, even though you're not one, you're like, do you, boo? And then you kind of see what that world is like. Mm. Like what's been happening behind your back, and you start realizing like, oh my God, maybe he looked at me like I was just a sugar baby and he could keep me around with things. And that wasn't where my mindset was. My mindset was like, oh my gosh, I'm here like being a stepmom and I'm, you know, teaching kids how to like read. I'm doing homework on a Friday so that we can go have fun tonight. Like I didn't think of myself that way at all, but maybe that person did. So when I look at it now and just where I am, like, thank God I sat there and thought I'm going to work my ass off no matter what because my mama taught me to never depend on anybody. So when I see women who are sugar babies, mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, I don't get it.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it.
When I do see the women who are sugar babies, and look, if there's like – there's a lot that goes into it, but just the surface level.
I don't even know what goes into it.
I mean, I think it's different for everyone. I think there's sexual exchange. I think there's just items exchange. I don't know. I don't really know the world. I think as long as you're genuinely happy and stay safe, then that's one thing I've heard and seen. There's documentaries about it. A lot of shit that goes wrong. Like,
yeah.
You're in an even exchange relationship for a couple of years and it's great. And then the woman wants to get out and she kind of can't.
Okay. I like where we're going here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's assume you're a sugar baby in a safe. All of it is consensual. All of it is safe. Cause that's the main thing. I want you safe. I need your mental to be safe. Cause that's also very, very important. I need you physically and emotionally safe. Let's just say we're there. If you are exchanging sexual favors for something, I highly recommend you do it for money. And not things, because things aren't going to get you anywhere. Don't let him pay for your apartment. Don't let him buy you bags. No, honey, I'm going to need cold, hard cash.
Okay. So you save up to get yourself out of there.
You fucking stack the paper.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Because there are another thing I saw, and I got to get the name of the documentary. If you want to know, DM me. It's on, I think, Netflix. But there are a lot of sugar babies, apparently, that are not allowed to have jobs because of that situation. Because then they can stack it up. They can get the things, stack up their cash from the job, the actual job, where they're like, you know, whatever. I know sugar babies are an actual job. I'm not trying to offend anyone. But like a job where they have a W-2 and all that, and they're not allowed to have it. And I found out by watching the documentary is because in a lot of situations, the sugar daddy, quote unquote, doesn't want the girl to just stack up the cash and be able to get
and
out.
Have independence. So there we go. You're no longer emotionally safe. Yeah. So I advise against being a sugar baby. I advise you start a business, go get a real job, be independent. That's what my mom always taught me to do. So I hate to put a bee in your bonnet. I am not a sugar baby. I have never been a sugar baby. And I know that some of you may think otherwise. We'll let you have that fun imagination of yours just run wild.
You guys know how much I love music. I love making music. And that's why my first thought when I heard about this was, where has this been my whole life? I am talking about Songfinch. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, it's personal, and it lasts forever. I'm going to be making a song for both of my daughters. That is so wild to say. It is official. Ocean is going to be a big sister to another little girl. And What better way to celebrate this moment in my life than with Songfinch? You just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then you share some personal details about your relationship with whoever the song is for. Then a Songfinch musician of your choice writes, records, and produces your original tune in just 4 to 7 days. And how cool is this? You can even get it on vinyl, or you can add it to an online playlist. So whether your song is for Mother's Day, a birthday, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or in my case, just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song for free so you and the lucky person you gift can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/Lala and start your song. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/Lala. Don't forget to share your song with us too. Songfinch.com/Lala. I have been very open with you guys about my hair struggles between pregnancy hormones, then bleaching it all the time. They really did a number on my hair. And then I'd also start stressing out about how those things did a number on my hair, and that did not help the situation. I have baby number 2 on the way, and I'm already being proactive with my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol was recommended to me after I had Ocean, and by the way, it is the #1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. You can take the Nutrafol hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes, because I know we all have different hair journeys. I am aware of that, and Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine so much easier. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day, and you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step for visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. I was talking to my best friend Olivia.
Okay.
The one who our moms have been friends in junior high, and then our daughters are 6 months apart, 5 months, I think. And I asked her, she has 4 kids, 3 boys and Hazel Grace. And I said, are you done? Are you not having kids anymore? And by the way, most phenomenal mother in the entire world. I take her advice because she's got it figured out. And she's a stay-at-home mom, which I think would be the hardest job in the entire world. Yeah. I just respect all moms, whether you're working, stay at home. It's just, you're fucking killing the game. And she got really emotional because she said, I don't want to close that chapter of my life because I just, the feeling of having a newborn is so special. She got very emotional. And she said, but I just can't help but think, how will each of my kids suffer if I bring another baby into the family? Because she said, with each kid, you can no longer give each one what they need. It's just, I know that like my oldest is going to need me in this way. My middle is going to need me in this way. And if I bring another baby into the world, like what am I going to have to take away to now give this new baby what it needs?
Oh, that's interesting.
And I had never thought about that because I come from Utah and some of these people have 9 kids, and it's just like, because I wanted 9 kids.
Yeah.
And they don't think about, well, how is, you know, Max going to suffer if I bring in another child? How do you remember all those names?
I barely remember the names of my siblings. Yeah. How do you, that's a great, did that make you think differently? Because have you always wanted a certain number of children or no?
When I was young, mm-hmm. like 16.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to marry my high school sweetheart.
Okay.
And my first high school sweetheart, which was like a dreadful experience. Oh, no. I wrote about him in the book.
Oh, it was that one?
It was like his family couldn't know about me. He was very Mormon.
He was not the one where you came to visit him, right? And he was a dick?
No, that was okay. When I was older.
Okay.
But what did you just ask? Oh, I wanted 6 kids. I remember this family had 6 kids and it looked so fun. It looked so fun. The mom always looked exhausted.
Yeah.
But the kids were having a blast. I was like, I'm going to have six kids. Now that ship has sailed, obviously, because I'd have to really start banking them out like two at a time.
Yeah.
Yes. And even just having one is like a lot.
Do you ever think now, because I know you've mentioned it before about, and I know they'll see this maybe on the upcoming season of Vanderpump, but like, what's your mindset now with kids? Or are you just like, I don't want to think about it? It's me. I'm like, I don't want to fucking think about it.
Like, no, I think about it because I have Ocean. And by the way, I say it's a lot just because I want to provide her with experiences and things that are going to like mentally and emotionally stimulate her. So she's, you know, I just want her to have experiences. I want her to be around a lot of kids. I want her to have a sibling. So a sperm donor is an option. Mm-hmm. But then I met with this fertility consultant or specialist at Stassi's house. And she said, I would freeze your eggs because then you have an insurance policy. You're going to meet someone. That's going to happen. You're going to meet someone. And then when you do, you just create embryos and there you go. Mm-hmm. And maybe you conceive just like naturally, the old fashioned way. But at least you know that you have them and you're still open to, okay, I'm going to have a baby, but I'm also going to have it with a partner.
That's a good option.
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's definitely, I have a friend back in New York who just started the egg freezing process and she's 35. And I was honest. I was like, wait, what? You're 35? And they're like, she's like, yeah, that's my doctor recommended.
They say at 35 is when things for a female start to just decrease.
Yeah, that's why I think a lot of people do it at 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the other hand of the, because I love that point Olivia brought, every time you have another child, it sort of takes away specific something from that child.
Yeah, four kids is a lot.
100%. Is she's at three right now?
She's at four.
Oh, she's at four.
It would be five.
Okay. On the other hand of that, as one of five, I do think there were things I learned growing up and had to adapt as far as like, number one, I was always kind of fighting for attention. So I feel like I learned to be a little like funny or comedy, like a lot of, I got that from like, as soon as I got to make someone laugh in my family, I was getting attention. So I was like, okay, I'm going to learn how to do this more. And then another thing is like, I am not, Kyle's an only child. Well, he was for like 25 years. And it's hard for him to deal with like, he has his space. Mm-hmm. He's got his stuff. Like, don't fucking touch it. Not for me, but like, this is my area. Like when he had roommates, for me, I'm just like, I share everything. What's mine is yours. Right. And I feel like I learned how to be that way because I had to be with four siblings. So there are positives and negatives, I feel, you know?
I think there are too.
Yeah.
And maybe there's something that you could do. And this is just in a perfect world because this is what I thought, you know, with Ocean before she came. I was like, this is how our life is going to be. And then they come and you're like, that goes out the window. And you're just making it work. But maybe there's something where like if you had a lot of kids, maybe at a certain time every night you get together in the bed, everyone talks, maybe you do a one-on-one with each of your kids. I don't know.
That's so cute. We had the family dinners where it's like that's all we had. We had 6 p.m. Everyone sits around the table. My dad would go around and say, tell us the best part of your day, tell us the worst. And like we couldn't miss family dinners. We could only miss it for emergencies. And like that was my mom and dad's
time. I love that.
I was just like,
and then as you get older, you have like such a, hopefully, have such like a beautiful connection with all your siblings.
Yeah, because you keep that sort of line of communication open, even if it's only an hour every day because you're all so busy.
Right.
It's like you have that hour together.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'll tap out at three.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three is good.
Yeah. I could see you having six still.
But I would. That ain't happening. But I will say when I talk to my mom about it.
Yeah.
She's like, Ocean's always going to be my favorite. Sorry.
I mean, Ocean's always going to be my favorite. Let's be honest.
And Easton was there when I said this. And I was like, well, Ocean's always going to be my favorite, too. I mean, you always have a special connection with just like your firstborn. He was like, thanks.
Oh.
Thanks. I didn't think of that. But no, Ocean will always be, I think Ocean even, and you guys can all say, oh, no, that's not going to, that's not how it's going to be when you see your next baby. But Ocean and just like, her personality mixed with like having to leave that life behind at 7 months. And even though she's not going to remember it, like, I just look at her and I have such a soft spot in my heart for her.
Yeah. She's like your best friend and your daughter. And I know a lot of moms are like, you should never be best friends with your daughter. But I see you and your mom are best friends.
No, no, no. I'm best friends with my daughter. She doesn't even know it yet. She is my everything. And yes, we'll always have a special bond because she's my daughter.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a place that for her is just a little different.
Yeah.
I think.
100%.
But I could have another baby and it will all be the same. Yeah. I don't know. She's the only one I have right now. So, of course, a baby that doesn't exist that I think about could be mine one day. I'm like, no. You ain't hitting like Ocean does.
You ain't hitting. That's funny.
Anyway, this was fun. I liked this episode. Lily's crying at the door. I love you guys so much. I hope that you had an incredible Halloween. I hope that everyone was safe and just like blew it out the ass in the most productive and happy way ever. Those of you who don't drink, I hope that you got buck wild on Perrier. And I will catch you next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.